Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If you guys are just joining us, you haven't heard, the NFL did release a statement earlier today to the media saying that they, as there are no new charges, they don't feel that the commissioner's exempt list is in play at this moment, and the fact that the NFL is just beginning its own investigation, search, query into this situation. So that is the latest there. And, of course, we have the Browns news. Real quick, Fedor. Give it a grade. The Jeff Swaim acquisition.
Oh, yeah. A+. Let's go.
So, you're not an Irv Smith Jr. guy?
He would have been fine, too.
Oh, see, it's that kind of attitude. That's clear.
So, I mean, look, if we want to be honest about this thing, it is a significant loss to not have David Njoku for this team.
Like, it's honestly, it's like
for
a damn shame.
Team?
It's a damn shame that this is the first time we're able to get to it.
Yeah.
Because everything else has obfuscated this.
Oh, that is quite a word.
Thank you. I looked it up on the internet.
Mm.
But no, I mean, everything
you
else.
You had one of those calendars. Big word of the day calendars or something like that.
No, I just
think y'all know it's the truth.
I know, I actually just read books. I know you guys might be allergic to that sort of things.
Yeah.
Books are those things. Them. They're printed. They're usually anywhere from 250 to, you know, a couple thousand pages. Different subjects, history, sports.
I didn't even read books when I was supposed to read books. Summer reading in high school, that was just a no from me. I just took an F.
That makes it even funnier that you're a writer.
I started with an F. I know, right? I had no idea this was going to be my life. I had no idea this was going to be my career path. If you would have told high school me that I was going to be a writer, if you would have told college me that I was going to be a full-time writer, I would have said, no. You know how many journalism classes I took in college?
3.
0.
Ah.
It was all broadcasting. I didn't know how to form a lead. I didn't know how to cultivate sources. I didn't know anything.
Do you still?
I know a little bit.
Okay, that's
a
fine.
Decent amount.
That's
in
humble.
Fact, when Cleveland.com was interviewing me, when I decided that I wanted to make the switch from radio to online journalism.
Was that your pitch? I know nothing?
They basically said, we're not hiring radio guy. I said, okay, well, I guess I'll stay in radio. And then they hired me anyway. I don't know. I guess I blew them away.
At this point, it's on them. But where were we?
Oh, I don't know. Jeff you were Swaim. Using big words and stuff like that and talking about how much you like to read. I read too. I read websites.
By the way.
And X.
If you have to read it on private view, it does not count. You're not reading. You are watching, Chris. right?
I read the subtitles.
You can't get that one past the goalie. Thank you very much.
I read the subtitles and the information. The plot matters.
Are you reading the comments?
No, forget the comments.
The angle on this one is so good.
No, the plot matters.
I really wish the lighting were better on this.
I won't be into it if it's a bad plot.
That's true.
The storyline is really, really important.
Whether it's Star Wars or porn, we all know plot is the thing that gets you across the goal line there. So I do think, though, the Njoku injury is, like, I don't know you could say enough about how important this injury is for them. And the difference between him missing, like, 3 or 4 weeks and the difference him missing 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And by the way, that would be the case if your offense wasn't just the worst thing in the NFL week one.
That's true. He was going to be really, really important coming into this year, and that's why I'm not going to get overly excited about Jeff Swaim. I'm not going to get excited about anybody else that they could potentially add because it's such a significant difference in the way that Njoku has played, especially over the last year. This is a Pro Bowl tight end. You don't just replace that off the street and get me excited with Irv Smith Jr. and Jeff Swaim and some of these other guys.
I think the idea that you're lumping all guys just into the Jag category.
There's a reason why they're without a job right now, okay, and they're trying to fight for a roster
spot.
All
right, but good NFL players are out there at this point in the season. I'm not telling you which one is which. I think Irv Smith is the better football player, but he's probably not the better blocker because Jeff Swaim is built like a left tackle.
Yeah.
And I think it's one's 260, one's 240. But if we were saying, like, how do you replace David Njoku, I probably would try and replace the receiving first. And it seems like they're going the opposite. I think they're going to replace the blocking.
Maybe they feel like they have the receiving replacement already on the roster.
Mr. Akins. Okay, if we did a blind body, like, competition of, like, who looks more like a left tackle.
Yeah.
You could sell me either David Njoku or Jordan Akins look like left tackles and not like tight ends.
Hey, man, I had Jordan Akins for a quick minute on one of my fantasy teams. He caught me a couple of passes.
Yeah, what year was this?
Not 2023 or 24.
Or 22.
Or 22.
Or 21.
No.
Was this also when Deshaun Watson was last good?
Yeah, it was when the iPhone was a little bit different. And AI wasn't really around the way that it is.
All right, I'm picking up what you're putting down there. So I do have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, interesting.
With love, with respect, this is not about Jeff Swaim or Irv Smith Jr.
Anytime you have to start it with love, with respect, you know that that's not going to be the case.
Of
but okay.
All the shows in the station,
yes.
This is the Eraser Phrase show.
Thank you.
We like to say nice things about people just before we say nice things.
Great.
I don't like the way you characterized the Joey Cantillo 6 2/3 perfect game last night.
Okay.
Do we not remember Ryan Merritt?
I don't remember Ryan Merritt. Who is Ryan Merritt, Nick?
You mean the guy who helped get you to the World Series?
No, I don't remember that.
With a couple spot starts? Okay, 216-474-0092. Do you remember who Ryan Merritt is? Because if you don't, you weren't watching the damn playoffs.
What was, like, the big thing that he was known for?
Helped you win the Toronto series?
Okay, like, the individual accomplishment that you want me to remember of Ryan Merritt.
Helping you win a playoff game by starting it and giving you quality innings when Trevor Bauer was playing with drones and Cookie Carrasco was on the IL.
You act like that was some, like, significant moment in Guardians history or something like that. It's not.
Yeah, it's
a perfect game would be. A no-hitter would be. Those are the kinds of things I would... A walk-off home run to win a playoff series in Game 5 or a Game 7.
Okay.
I'm on board with that.
Name one from a random guy
who is stepping in for Trevor Bauer.
So
it's not really front of mind. That's a footnote. In the Guardians' history.
So we
Thank
don't
you very much.
Remember Rajay Davis's home run.
I remember that.
But it was a walk-off. They lost the game.
It was a significant moment because of what it meant and the stakes, and because LeBron went nuts for it. That's the other reason.
That's the only reason you remember.
That's the other reason.
Because here's the thing.
Yes, Nick.
It was awesome last night. That is now, in fairness...
For six... It's not like he took it into the ninth.
It's not like he lost it in the second. Like, here's the thing. Once you get past the fifth inning, if you have a perfect game, it is an impressive feat whether you finish it off. There have been 24 in history.
Yes. They're hard to get.
Well, hard?
Yes.
24 in 130 Very years difficult. Of baseball? No. I'm going to need you to go
a
back.
A less than 7-inning perfect game is not part of those 24.
I'm going to give you my word of the day calendar so you can find the requisite synonym to say properly describe what 24 perfect games in history is like. He wasn't on the path to a no-hitter, which we've had, I want to say, almost two a year in the history of baseball, which is still mighty rare. No, he was perfect for 6 2/3 innings.
But he didn't get it.
No, that's not the point. My point is you're poo-pooing it and acting like a lot of people go 6 2/3 innings that are perfect.
How many more of those 24 actually took it into the 7th inning, the 8th inning, the 9th inning, whatever the...
So it's only the 9th inning that works for
you. No. I'm just saying...
By the way, he was in the 7th inning because he went through 6 2/3.
Good point. Very good point.
Hold up,
the 8th or the 9th. But, like, how many beyond that, like, beyond the 24 that actually finished it off, did the same thing that Joey Cantillo did last night?
400.
Probably.
I'm pulling the number.
I mean, it's probably a bunch.
But
nobody remembers those 400.
A bunch? 400 across
400's
130,
a lot.
Not in 130 years of baseball.
Do you remember those 400?
I know where you're going with this, you son
so
of a...
So what's more memorable? A no-hitter? A no-hitter or a perfect game through 6 2/3?
Yeah,
because
Nick,
2 weeks ago, you made that argument, the stupidest argument I've heard on this radio for a while.
Yes. But
a perfect game through 6 2/3. Do you guys
understand? Is more impressive than a no-hitter?
Yes.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Do you understand?
What are you talking about?
You have no margin for error with a perfect game.
Yeah, but just 2.5 more innings to pitch.
The not
game
2.5,
is 2.3,
you D. I almost said the real word. I almost called Keith an unforgivable
yeah,
word.
You know you're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
No,
I pointed at both of
Are
you like
so
I was casting
right
a spell
now?
In Harry Potter.
If you pitch 6 2/3 a perfect ball, you would, after your career, you go around bragging about that rather than having a no-hitter?
That doesn't even make...
It's the greatest game
Come on.
You could possibly pitch without honestly being perfect.
Are you kidding me?
No, actually, 8 2/3 would be better than that.
But, so, okay, once you get past the 5th inning, perfection is perfection.
Oh, my. No! That is just...
Yeah, no, literally, it is. Once you get past the 5th inning,
he didn't
you're still,
finish it off, so it's not an accomplishment.
So people aren't going to remember this.
No, they're not!
Okay, because that's... No, people who actually watched it...
Oh, my gosh.
How many
you're
things...
You're really going to remember the 6 2/3 of would, perfect from Joey Cantillo a year from now?
Specifically
would,
because
no,
it's Joey Cantillo,
no,
I will.
Not.
Nick would rather do 3 really awesome hours and 2 really crappy hours than just 5 really good hours.
That was the bad math out of you. That was not
That's
even...
That's exactly what
no.
you just said.
No.
So if I have 9 straight strikes, okay, I have 9 straight strikes in bowling, and I go to the 10th frame...
Of course you're going to go to bowling.
Yes, of course, because I was a varsity letterman at bowling.
Ooh.
Thank you very much.
Ooh, in junior high?
No, at St. Ed's High School. A powerhouse.
Powerhouse.
An athletic
bowling.
Powerhouse.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know about bowling, but it's an athletic powerhouse, and I got a letter.
Was when you were there.
Yes, thank you very much. And I was the anchor of the team. So if you roll 9 strikes in the first 9 frames, and you go to the 10th frame, and you throw a gutter ball, that's not an accomplishment.
You are remembering that story.
You lost out on 300.
You were remembering that story for the rest of your life.
Because I lost out on 300, not because I accomplished something.
No,
I'm not going to brag about my 258 or whatever it would turn into.
Dude, you will tell that story. You'll be the old man at Applebee's telling every young waitress, once you're old and divorced, you're going to tell every Applebee's waitress, the Cleveland Fives you're trying to pick up, you're going to tell them that story about how you chase greatness for 9 out of 10 frames. Don't even give me that nonsense. By the way, Dom on Twitter, Tribe fans bought Ryan Merritt's entire bridal shower registry during those playoffs. But
I
you know what?
Remember that.
Wait, no, oh,
do
he
remember
does
that.
Remember Ryan Merritt.
I remember the ridiculousness of Guardians fans. This dude's a Major League Baseball player. And they're like, I'm going to give you a present.
Robert on Twitter, you ask yourself, why don't people like me? It's because you don't remember who Ryan Merritt is. Case settled. 216-474-0092.
You think this was something noteworthy? You really do.
You really think it's nothing? Because I'm not saying it's much of it. I'm not saying it is
It wasn't a perfect game. It wasn't a no-hitter.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. That's how that works.
It wasn't somebody batting 400 or chasing down the home run record. He didn't finish it. There's a bunch of guys that pitch really, really well for five or six innings, and then they go on and they don't finish it off.
So you know what?
They just get lost in the ether.
The last guy to chase 400 seriously late in the season, we don't remember.
Because he didn't get there.
We don't remember that for, 60% of the season, Stephen Kwan was batting 400. We don't remember it because it didn't happen because he didn't get to 400. 216-474.
What he did at the beginning of the year is... Can your voice get any higher than that?
It just
doesn't have any meaning because he's batting like 230 since the All-Star break.
Yeah, but no, the point is, up until July 15th, Stephen Kwan was flirting with 400. If you're going to tell me that people don't talk about that, like the almosts are all...
So this is an almost perfect game?
I don't know that. You got past the sixth inning. Do you understand how freaking hard? Like, no-hitters are impressive. I was a D 2 weeks ago because every time we have a no-hitter, people act...
Because it's more of an accomplishment than 6 2/3 of perfect game.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, it is.
No. Oh my. You have a margin of error in a no-hitter that you do not have in a perfect game. Perfect. Perfection. Flawless.
Right. And if he finished it off and he got a perfect game, that would be a significant accomplishment.
Yes, it would be. More than if he didn't do that. Okay, but that's not an all or nothing, Chris. We live in a country where you can choose to celebrate many things, not just hardline it like you're doing.
If his perfect game turned into a no-hitter because he walked somebody, that's more of an accomplishment.
So when Joey Cantillo is 50 years old and he's at Tribe Fest and he's got a punch and people go, "Joey, what's the best game you ever pitched?" And he's going to go, "I'm not going to tell you about it because it wasn't a full perfect game." And then he's going to spit in their face and walk off the mound. That's what's going
to
happen.
He would tell people about it, and they would probably laugh in his face.
The man is going to be...
Because that's a sad accomplishment. Because it's not
sad
really...
accomplishment?
It's not really an accomplishment.
No.
Yes.
No, you can say it's not the same thing as a perfect game. I understand. We are in agreement. It's not a perfect game. But to say 6 2/3 perfect inning against major league hitting is a sad accomplishment?
You are huffing paint. By major league baseball standards, it is a sad accomplishment.
That sad accomplishment is more than 90% of starting pitchers ever do in Major League Baseball.
Well, the ones that get the perfect games and the ones that get the no-hitters.
Yeah, the 24 that have come before.
We praise them and talk about them.
You know what, guys? The game didn't happen. As a matter of fact, it actually doesn't count as a win for the Guardians because while we're at it, they played the White Sox, who are straight booty cheeks. We've got 4 wins since the All-Star break.
He also allowed a run.
You know, okay.
Like if you look at his final stat line...
Yes.
1 earned run.
Yes. And then Nick Sandlin came in and did what Nick Sandlin does. Sorry, Nick Sandlin, you caught a stray there. So, no. See, this is the thing. Did you watch last night?
Yes, I watched a little bit of it. A little bit of it. A little bit.
Oh, when did you start?
When I was done golfing.
When did you start?
I have no idea.
If you're like me, I started watching the game.
I was at the bar. It was on in the background. I was eating my chicken piccata.
So you weren't watching it. You were eating dinner.
What? You can't eat and watch TV at the same time?
So there was nobody else. You were shunning the world. You had like those glasses on. You had like the blinders that thoroughbreds use.
Wait a minute. Is that how you watch games at your house? Only with blinders on?
No. Eye contact. That's my rule.
Do not talk to me. Yeah. He's in the middle of a perfect game.
Yeah.
He's 3 innings away.
Why did you go?
I don't know.
They took our jobs on me.
I don't know.
83.3% of people voting yes. It is a noteworthy performance, and Chris Fedor is lost in the sauce, just like he was on the lack of momentum in sports.
Anytime I want authority on anything, I post a Twitter poll.
Yep.
Obviously.
Exactly. Thank you. We agree.
This is the way of the world in 2024.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
I need people on my side. I need justification. Let's Twitter poll it.
I think... No. Not justification. It is a dip in the toe in the waters of other people's opinions.
Uh-huh.
And I understand, you know, people don't like to lose. And I get that. It's tough to lose a Twitter poll. I think you're taking it very well. I can see you're a little rattled right now.
Yes,
but
very.
You know, I just... It's okay. You've got this. I think your career's going to overcome
Thanks.
This moment.
I appreciate
this
it.
This L.
Maybe.
That a Twitter poll handed you.
Hopefully. Hopefully I can overcome it. Hopefully I can move on and be the same person that I was before this poll existed.
I would hope you're a better person.
Mm.
Like, it's a teachable moment. Don't we have those?
Yeah, well, some moment. People do. Not if you're the quarterback of the Browns.
Ooh, I mean, it honestly, it's a pretty good transition, but it doesn't mean I want to take you up on it. As we continue to count my W's on the 6 2/3 perfect innings by Joey Cantillo. Can I tell you, by the way?
Yeah.
I thought to myself, when they sent him out there, it was the right move to send him out there. You had a perfect game going.
Yep.
One, I thought they should have had the pen going, though. Once I saw, because it actually isn't about Joey. Joey is not a very good contact pitcher. He's more of a, he's just at a point where he's got stuff, but he doesn't know how to control it. I thought you should have had the bullpen up because the ump in that inning took the top of the strike zone out. And he was kind of, what he was doing is he was kind of just bird dogging some off-speed stuff over the top and getting them to swing at it. And the second that the ump, on like two straight pitches, top, I can't remember if it was Ramos or the next batter. When they got to 2-0, I was like, Vody, Carl, come on, hook the young man up. And then
come get your guy.
And then sure enough, it was just a fielding alignment thing that led to the next hit. I think Jimenez was expecting a different pitch. I actually think they said that on the broadcast. It's not like my original thought.
Okay.
It was what was said on the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
But the second that we got to like 2-1 or 1-1 on the, I was like, can you pull a mid-pitch here? But that's I kind of had a feeling this, because he's for a controlled pitcher to go perfect for seven innings is one thing. For a guy who has been control all over the map in the big leagues and in the minors, but in the big leagues, you're playing with fire when they start to take away elements of your strike zone.
You know what else I don't like in life?
What's that?
Joint no-hitters being celebrated and joint perfect games being celebrated, because it's not just by one person.
So you would not...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
By the way, of those 24 games, you realize a few of them are joint perfect games, right?
Yeah.
Not everybody went the distance.
Uh-huh.
So do you vet those out when you think about perfect games?
I just don't celebrate them with the same gusto.
They happened 50 years ago.
Oh, I don't.
How do you celebrate that?
I don't speak of them in the same glowing terms.
So you know
when
them.
I do speak of them here in 2024.
So you know them to such a degree that you can say,
well, yeah. Of course I do. You know, I read an almanac one time.
You know all 24 perfect games?
No chance.
I'll tell you, Ralph Franco can bite the dust here. He had somebody in there. He pitched 9 innings, but another guy came in and pitched a perfect 10th inning.
But I'd asterisk that bad boy.
On 360 pitches.
Yes.
But he didn't finish that game himself. Like a real coward.
Should have let his arm fall off.
I'm an American. We finish things in this country.
Hey, man.
So does Joey Cantillo then get credit for finishing off his own perfect game?
No, because he didn't go 9 innings.
Well, no, but by giving up a hit.
Huh.
Well, no. What do you... Oh, you, now I think we're onto it. What's more impressive to you? A combined perfect game
or
7 innings of perfect baseball by a starter? Now we're cooking with gas.
A combined perfect game because they did it to completion.
All right. Phrasing. Frank! Welcome to the show, Frank.
Well, I was going to call and talk about Deshaun, but you guys have me going down a different road. So maybe you can help me settle an argument.
Okay.
It's related to, you know, what's the bigger accomplishment that you've been talking about. Way back in the day, I was on a team that went undefeated but did not make the playoffs. This was high school football.
Uh-huh.
My friend lost in the state championship the next year.
Ooh.
Now, I was undefeated, so my team is the last undefeated team that played in high school, while he is of the opinion they accomplished more because they lost in the state championship.
So did you lose in the playoffs, or did you just not advance to the playoffs?
So it was so long ago that we didn't even qualify for the playoffs.
Oh.
This was when only 4 teams were eligible to make it, and we did not qualify.
I think your undefeated record is...
That's right.
Because you took it as far as you could.
That's right.
And you didn't lose. Yeah, I think that's incredibly impressive.
By the way, did you guys get a playoff banner that year? How did you like celebrate
Listen to Rings Culture over here.
Oh.
No, there was no celebration because we didn't make the playoffs. Now the guys who were state runner up, they certainly got banners. And
probably got a parade. I got a parade.
No parade for that. But it was celebrated. The undefeated season only celebrated by us who were seniors that year. So
Frank, anyhow, we appreciate you, buddy. Yeah. By the way, the answer is the other team. Sorry, Frank.
Oh, what?
They made it to the championship game. Hey, what's better, having his
championship game like didn't exist in his world
because they didn't earn it.
What do you mean they didn't earn it? Because they had bad rules, they didn't earn it? They didn't lose.
Because people found them not worthy of making the playoffs.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
They need to be more undefeated. They need to change their qualifications then if you say an undefeated team doesn't earn a playoff spot.
Oh, no, okay.
What kind of world are we in?
Have a better margin of victory.
The BCS is better than that.
I'm just saying, have a better margin of victory. Oh. Schedule a tougher schedule.
Stats.
Yeah, play a heavier out-of-conference.
Right.
I remember
strength
this.
Strength of schedule.
Tom, real quick, buddy, what you got
years
for us?
Ago, you know exactly what he was going through.
All right, I just want to say this about the perfect game no-hitter thing. There have been 900 perfect games lost in the 6th inning or later.
Mm.
There have been 324 no-hitters. That's all I have to say.
Well,
completely wrong about that.
You statted me there, Thomas. What can I say? Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. See, Thomas
stats. You're confusing regularity, right? How often it occurs with how hard a thing is to do. What is harder, to keep somebody, is a perfect game tougher than a no-hitter?
Yes.
Okay, so you said it like it was a dumb question. Of course it
was.
Because it's an obvious thing. All right, so at what point, where's the sliding scale where X amount of perfect innings is tougher than a no-hitter in terms of margin for error?
9. The game is 9 innings. 9.
Rectangle Ron, I voted no. I was being hasty. I vote yes.
It was an accidental no. Don't lump me into that category.
So I know we've talked a lot of sports today, which gives me 5 minutes to talk about this.
Uh-huh.
I had to do the kind of in-person, on-the-fly math yesterday that I think stymies most adults and damn near stymied me yesterday.
Okay.
So on the way home, yeah. I was driving, and right where that all that first bit of traffic hit, uh-huh. or the first bit of construction, where on 77 South, they take you so close to the actual divider that if you just mess with your wheel at all, you're going to be scraping the side of your car.
Uh-huh.
Whoever decided that's where the line should be, woefully wrong. I'm not here to tell you how to do your job, but please do better, sirs. Sorry, ODOT. All of you do a great job, yes. except that one guy, Larry. I know it's a Larry. But there had been like a work truck in front of me, and they uh-huh. kind of scooted off the side, and a bunch of crap came off. And about a mile or two down the road, just driving, got some tunes on, just enjoying, just vibing, living life. Just a bro living the best bro life. I see my PSI, my tire pressure light come on.
Yeah.
And it goes, okay, 3 tires, 49, 39 pounds. Uh-huh. And then it goes 36. And I was like, oh, is it cold? You know, sometimes that happens. Is it cold? Okay, interesting. And then it doesn't go off. I click back, do all the little tricks.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I look back and it was 34.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay. And then there's 33.
Uh-oh.
And so by the time I got to like Fairlawn, which is probably 15 minutes away from my house.
Yeah.
We were like 30.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, 30's respectable.
Yeah.
But we've now lost 10 pounds of pressure in my tire mm-hmm. in probably 3 miles.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to do like the mileage. I'm trying to do like PSI
uh-huh.
per minute. What am I losing? And I realized, I think everybody has this. I was trying to figure out, is it better if I stop here
uh-huh.
and see if I'm in danger of the tire blowing out? Like if it's a sidewall issue.
Right, right.
Or if it's like a nail. And I carefully did it because you're playing with your life there. If it's like literally the belt in your tire's coming out.
Yeah, it's not good.
You're gonna crash.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
Well, I decided if I stop
uh-huh.
and because especially pulling over whatever those little rivets are or the divots are that
yeah uh-huh.
that's the sound that your car makes. Yeah, that was great, right? I kind of thought if I'm having an issue with my tire, that'd be the worst thing to hit.
Yeah.
So I just drove home.
Okay.
And here's the thing.
Did you make it?
I made it home.
Okay.
And I got home. And I did the thing that you're supposed to do, the very intense mechanic thing that you do, which is you run your hand
yeah, that's
over
right.
the tire and you're like, do I feel anything? Air? Not one nail.
Whoa.
Not two nails. But 3 nails.
Whoa.
And jutting out at different angles, the air was flowing in different direction. And so I did, because we were talking, and Vanessa's like, just put fix-a-flat in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's a truck.
Oh.
Like, fix-a-flat works
uh-huh.
sometimes, but the smaller the tire is, the better rate of success that you have, because truck tires carry a lot of weight
yes.
and require a lot of air, a lot of pressure.
Uh-huh.
So the next bit of next level math that we had to do was, do I just drive it down the road now and let it go flat there? Or do I do the fix a flat?
Uh-huh.
And do I just say, you know what, I'll deal with this in the morning? What do you think I did?
Well, there was another option there
that
you just didn't even consider.
If it has changed the tire in a truck, you have no idea the hell that change the tire in general is not great. But
change the tire. And take the tire with you to the gas station.
Well,
or whatever it is
that
you go to in country land.
So especially country land. It's Wadsworth. It's a city.
Oh, okay.
We have like 10,000 less people than Medina.
Huh.
It's a real city, Chris. You should get outside of the proper Cleveland area occasionally.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, though.
You know, that's fine. We don't want you. But no. So here's the thing with that.
Yeah.
One, that's not guaranteed to work. And then you still have to... If you take the tire off, because remember, you have to mount and balance it as well.
Yeah, I know.
So I'd still have to get the car over to the service area
uh-huh.
for them to then do all the other stuff to it.
Oh, okay.
So, Yes, you could do that.
Yes, you could.
But it pretty much just means more work for you.
Right.
So I did the adult thing for the first time in my life.
You did the fix a flat?
No, not at all.
No.
No, I said, we're going to let this go flat on their time. And where I'm going to drop my keys off in the box. And I'm going to worry about this tomorrow morning, but with this truck over there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. No, that's totally the better. You got to understand, I didn't walk out this morning and find my tire flat. When I went there to basically check in and get it in line and everything, it was flat as hell. There was no, I'll tell you right now, because of the three holes in that thing,
three holes.
There was not a shot in hell fix a flat was working.
Yeah.
But I made the right choice.
Did you get a new tire or did they just plug it? What'd they do?
Well, I bought four new tires.
Oh.
Because here's the other part they didn't tell you. My tires were cashed.
My tires. No wonder.
Yeah. So my truck has four-wheel drive. So when I took off in Wandsworth and it rained like a week ago, that we got the traction control light on trying to... And so
something different every day.
I knew that I was going to need new tires. And I happen, Wadsworth has got a great like local spot there where you can trust the price that you get. And they work quick and they work really hard. So I already, because I grew up in Wadsworth, I knew of their reputation.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to sweat like you do if you have to go to some place that you already know has a bad reputation. But yeah, they were like, we'll fix this tire. I'm like, no, you're going to put four new ones on. I probably made their day. Because like usually they're trying to talk people into four tires, and I was like, we're starting at four tires.
Okay.
Let's see, Chris calling in here, probably not to talk about my tires. Chris, welcome to the show.
Well, I want to put a ribbon on this whole perfect game stuff, and I'm going to go completely absurd, but so if Beyonce is not nominated for a CMA award, does that mean it wasn't a perfect album?
Chris?
Wait,
you're the naysayer on this one. Right, Chris,
what
give the analogy
happened?
Again. A great Beyonce, This Ain't Texas, or whatever it's called.
I know. No, she was not nominated for a CMA award, the Country Music Awards.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean it wasn't a perfect album?
Mm. I mean, that's...
I like to laugh to everyone.
I don't really understand the comparison.
Why? Well, okay. So, is it...
One thing's is like opinion-based. The other one is just like math.
Okay. Well, okay. So you don't know how to do analogies? You work in...
I gave you an analogy. The bowling one was perfect.
Yeah, well, okay, then Chris gave you a better analogy, and that's the one he's asking you for.
We agree to disagree on that.
I think you're ducking the conversation now. I think you know you took the L.
I have no idea how that's even apples to apples right there.
I mean, it seems
pretty... Because she wasn't nominated for a CMA award?
Seemed pretty upfront to me, man.
Oh,
I mean, I can't. You're a pretty smart guy. I can't believe you're getting this. What do you do when you have a flat tire?
Me?
Well, yeah,
I change it.
What?
Kidding me?
What do you do when the tire is going flat?
Oh, like, I pull over to the side of the road and I change it.
Oh God!
You know how many tires I've changed in my life? Probably like people wouldn't expect this from me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't look the part,
or talk the part,
or talk the part,
or sound the part,
or listen the part. 65 in my life, probably.
60.
I had this Chevy Cavalier that I used to drive in high school / college.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, that thing just like attracted flat tires. And I was changing the tire. I was putting on the spare tire probably once a week on that car, no matter what I did.
So you know... That we're just to a point in life where...
Well, this is a little bit different. We're in 2024.
Yeah, well, but we know now...
Yeah.
There's a convenience factor. You don't have to change the tire.
I know.
You just want to?
Well, I get a little bit worried.
Oh, so you live in your fears.
Well, I just pull over because I know I'm capable of fixing it.
I mean, you argued earlier in the show that if you continue to get bad performance from Deshaun Watson, eventually you just move on, give up. Like, if your car just continues to need new tires and blows out tires, maybe just
now, this is a good analogy.
I did. I got a new car. I got a Pontiac G6.
Oh, it took 65 tires.
I traded in my Chevy Cavalier for a Pontiac G6.
I think the most...
Thank you very much.
I think the most Chris Fedor thing ever is flexing about having changed specifically 65 tires.
I estimated. Thank you very much.
Here's the thing.
But
if you had
changed
a lot of tires,
makes me feel really good.
You wouldn't... Why?
Because it's a man thing.
It's the easiest thing in the world to do.
Not everybody can do it. Don't diminish my accomplishments.
I'm going to have to diminish your accomplishments. Keith, how many tires have you changed?
I've only actually had a flat tire like three or four times in my life, and I've swapped.
Probably called AAA. No, That's what you probably did.
Three
there.
That I remember, I did call AAA.
Bougie Britain.
But the other one I switched.
Yeah. Look at that. Huh. And he, by the way, he said the right verbiage.
Yeah.
You switch the tire out. You don't fix the tire. You don't change the tire.
I didn't fix any tire.
You switch them out.
I took mine to Sunoco and had them plug the bad boy. And then I drove on that one for a while.
Did you say to them, I'm going to need you to plug this bad boy for me?
Chris became a regular. Let's just fix this enough to get through next week.
I basically said, I don't know what's wrong with this tire, but can you take a look at it?
So if you put the tire on the actual wheel itself, more impressive. If you just changed it on the car, there's three steps you got to follow, buddy. There's three steps.
Well, I had to put it back on. That was impressive, was it not?
So if Joey Cantillo took the tire off, he got the car up in the air, right? Because I don't want to use that phrase because now I'm afraid I'm going to butcher it. So he puts the car in the jack. Thank you. Didn't want that meeting after the show. Then he takes the tire off. He gets three of the five lug nuts back on, forgets the other two. Is it still an impressive tire changing or tire switching out situation?
Because he didn't go to completion.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.